Nepal is usually thought of as the home of Mount Everest and a paradise for trekkers, but since 1995, the government has been fighting a brutal guerrilla war with Maoist rebels. Jeffrey Potter served as a Peace Corps volunteer in a village near Nepal's border with Tibet in the 1990s. During a trip back to the village last winter as a Fulbright researcher, he was detained and interrogated by the Maoists. He says the incident took place in February, just a month after U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell visited Nepal and promised the government $20 million in military aid.
They were saying, your president, you know, is supporting the people that are trying to kill us, and we don't have anything against American citizens, but we hate your president, and we don't mean to harm you. But people that if you help other Nepalis that are against us, then we'll harm them and we'll harm villagers.
The guerrillas let Potter go, but not before urging him to take up their cause when he returned home.
They encouraged me and my fiance to take up arms against George Bush and the American government as an international people's movement. And I said, well, I'm a scholar and I fight with a pen. And he encouraged me to, you know, communicate with my government that this was a wrong thing, you know, for us to support this side.
Potter says he and other development workers in Nepal are urging Congress not to approve more military aid for Nepal because it reduces the chance for a peaceful settlement to the war.
This is funds that we believe could be better used for education and developing health care conditions, literacy issues, drinking water, electricity, rural infrastructure. All of these problems continue and, in fact, have been heightened throughout the process of the war.
Potter says the war has become such a daily reality that it's changing the culture of Nepali villages and having a profound impact on children.
When the machine gun fire starts outside your house, as it did regularly, actually, at our house, the adults would stop talking immediately. But the kids would continue playing as if it was nothing, you know, to worry about, just like the birds that are out there as well. And that really struck me as one of the most powerful images in how this is changing Nepal's culture, and especially the children.
Dozens of UW-Madison students have studied in Nepal through a study abroad program that began in 1980. Alumni of that program and members of Madison's Nepali immigrant community are holding this Sunday's teach-in to raise awareness about the war and to raise funds for medical supplies to help civilian victims. After the teach-in, there'll be a benefit dinner at a local Nepali restaurant and a film showing of the award-winning documentary The Killing Terraces that portrays the war through the eyes of Nepali villagers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.